Let us continue in this consciousness as we prepare to go deeper into our meditation. We only need to be still and know the presence, the I am, the beauty, that which we call God, divine, infinite mind, flowing invisibly and visibly in grace, in love, in wisdom. We need to only be still and listen. We need not concern ourselves. We need not force anything. It is in the quietship of our oneness that we realize our infinite source, the I Am. We are consciousness. We behold all that we see. We embrace. We go forth and express. Our intelligence, our imagination builds. And as we go into this absolute realization of our true selves, knowing that this is our most divine consciousness, it is the Christ mind, which is God expressing as us. We only need to be willing to receive and then to go forth and express this beautiful, divine, spiritual self, the oneship of God. We need not get too caught up in the errors, the mistakes, only to acknowledge and remove ourselves from them, to enter back into this infinite self, this place which is always there. It never leaves. It cannot leave. It is. And in truth, we cannot leave. It is only in the error of thoughts that we remove ourselves. So let us go deeper, moving beyond our thoughts, moving beyond the words, dwelling in the silence of this infinite language called I Am. And if you leave it, just simply return. Thank you. And as we begin to slowly return, becoming conscious of our outer surroundings, physical self, let us just embrace the beauty of the infinite self. As one with the Mother Father of all life, to return complete and whole, to be the invisible and the visible, to be of Christ's mind and to be of the flesh. Embrace in the joy and in the glory, for it is always with us. It has always been with us. It will always be with us. It is life. And so it is. Amen. Mm-hmm.